This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Agriculture needs to be proactive in its defense of farming practices in the public relations battle with environmental and vegan activists to keep consumer confidence. A unified farmer organization has sprung up in one of the hotbed regions of the country to do that. It's called SaveFamilyFarming.org. Spokesman Dylan Honkoop talks with Lee Milkey about the organization next.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
The threat to agriculture from environmental activists is perhaps no greater than that in the West, particularly California and Washington State. Here to talk about that is fellow radio broadcaster Dylan Honkoop, who is now spokesman for SaveFamilyFarming.org, which is headquartered in Whatcom County, Washington, about 100 miles north of Seattle. Dylan, this organization is made up of dairy, berry, crop, and livestock farmers to not just defend farming practices, but also to be proactive in this communication battle, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, Lee. And having grown up on a local farm here, a family farm myself, and then spent over a decade in the radio and the news business, I knew that of anyone, farming has done, frankly, a bad job of being able to tell its own story, and I wanted to turn that around, and that certainly is the vision of our group here, which has a focus across Washington State. But like you said, a lot of pressure, increasing pressure from environmental activist groups, many of which have ulterior motives, to be quite frank with you. I mean, it's a litigation industry, and I think a lot of people in agriculture are sadly becoming familiar with this. Lawsuits upon lawsuits that like to be filed against farms and farming operations and agribusiness, et cetera. And we realize that farming has to do more than just tell the story of how it's doing a good job, but has to vigorously defend itself insofar as playing a little bit of offense and to really point out some of the ulterior motives that these groups have that are so strongly attacking the agricultural community. For a long time, agriculture's MO was to put its head down, keep farming. That's what we do best. We farm. We don't do press releases. We don't do news conferences, things like that. But we're realizing that changes as the demographic is farther and farther away from the farm, for the most part, across the country. Just a small segment of our society really has contact with farmers in this day and age. So a lot of people aren't aware of the actual issues and what farming really looks like right now. And that needs to change for farming to maintain that public trust and continue its public license to operate, we like to call it. As much as we want to win court battles as well, sometimes the lawyers will say, we need to be quiet. And you may win a case, but you lose in the court of public opinion. And we realize that sometimes that can be far more damaging even than the legal losses that are potential here if you don't have a good defense.
Amen. Thank you, Dylan. Dylan Honkoop, spokesman for SaveFamilyFarming.org.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
National Milk supports the FDA's proposal to revoke an authorized health claim that links soy protein with a reduced risk of coronary heart disease. We'll talk about that in our next broadcast. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.